We have a date. 2026 World Cup host cities will be revealed on June 16, and we'll see which cities will have will stand a chance to host World Cup games. And also, we'll talk about Carlos Vela Novela. What's happening with Carlos Vela? Is he staying in LAFC? Is he renewing contract, or is he leaving to Spain? We'll talk about this in Footbox USA.
You are listening to Footbox USA, an exclusive podcast from Footbox.
The World Cup is coming to the US, Mexico, and Canada, but that's only until 2026. We'll talk about which host cities are the candidates, but FIFA just announced that 16th of June, they will officially announce who will be those host cities. We're going to discuss about this, also about Carlitos Vela, about his contract and if he's coming, staying in LAFC, going somewhere else. With Patrick Meehan, my name is Diego Arrioja. This is Footbox USA. Patrick, let's talk about World Cup 2026. So FIFA just announced that, you know, in a few days, I would say in a couple, almost 3 weeks, we'll know who are the host cities for 2026 World Cup. Are you excited for this date? And also, which host cities have an advantage or would be potentially getting this spot for the World Cup?
Yeah, I'm excited for sure. I think it's for the younger people in this area of the world, it's our time to be able to see a World Cup from close. It's gonna be the
I'm glad you said we.
Yeah.
So we're young.
I know. Yeah, so it's gonna be an exciting one. Three different countries. There are a lot of candidates to get the state, the rights to play games in their city. There hasn't been an official number on how many cities will the U.S. will end up getting. It's in the range of, according to some reports, it's in the range of 10, 11. So with Mexico holding three, Canada holding three, and then the US 10-11. So there's some big potential candidates. Only LA themselves have two, with the Rose Bowl and the SoFi Stadium. I think in the recent years and from here to 2026, we'll get a better sense of what cities really represent US soccer. And not because US soccer is going to be playing in those stadiums, just because you want to give the people that are visiting that city the best day possible, and they get to know exactly where U.S. soccer and the MLS does their thing, you know?
Yeah, so Patrick, let's do this. Let's go over the 22 cities that are still under consideration. You know, 16 of them, as you mentioned, they're in the U.S., and then the rest in Mexico and Canada. But actually, Vancouver was just officially added to that list of cities, right? So let's go one by one and see which one has a chance. So the current cities under consideration is Atlanta. So Atlanta, what do you think about Atlanta picks?
Yeah.
Big stadiums, right?
They definitely have to have a game for sure.
Agreed.
Or not a game, a few games.
Agreed. That's a magnificent stadium, $1 billion stadium. So yeah, hopefully the Mercedes-Benz Arena, it's considered there. Then we have Boston. I think Boston because of where it's located. But the stadium is not that, I would say Gillette Stadium is not that new, right?
No, yeah, it's not a soccer-specific stadium. The Atlanta one isn't either, but it's a newer, more technology-wise, it's friendlier. Atlanta United has shown the passion of soccer fans in that city, and it's something that the New England Revolution doesn't really have.
Talking about soccer stadium, Cincinnati, a new, I would say, a recent franchise, right, in the MLS. Do you think Cincinnati would be a good host?
Yeah, I think so. Especially that city. It's a very soccer passionate city. So Cincinnati, I think, is also a good option to have for consideration.
I would say that would be one of the underdogs, right, Patrick? Cincinnati.
Yeah.
But I agree. It's a new stadium, good fans. The next one, I think it's a no-brainer. It's Dallas. I think because of the stadium, right? The AT&T Stadium. Also, it's a massive soccer community in Texas. So I think Dallas, it's pretty much a given, right, for this stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. Dallas has to have, obviously, games. I would say even, like, Houston can be taken out of the consideration and just have games in Dallas just because of the stadium, how big it is. We've all seen soccer games in that stadium, especially with Mexico playing in them. So yeah, it's definitely the one to go for Texas.
Yeah, so covering, I agree with Houston, between NRG and the Dallas Cowboys Stadium. I take Dallas for sure. Then I'll keep covering the U.S. cities, and then we'll go over the Canadian and Mexican cities. But Denver, I think Denver it's an interesting one, right? I think location-wise, it's definitely a key city, but also I don't know if they're gonna get a shot, right? Denver.
Yeah, I agree with you. It depends on location is definitely key for that. I think it just depends on how they schedule the games, when the groups, even when the group stages are done, that it'll be easier. But I know they're gonna announce them soon. So if they do end up choosing Denver just because of the location, they'll have to do some great planning up in FIFA.
Then talking about those, I would say cities in the middle of the U.S., we have Kansas City. Another, I would say, location-wise, important city to have. But then, in terms of commuting, it would be also, I would say, if it's not on the West or East Coast, it could be potentially challenging, right?
Yeah, and it's not the most exciting city to visit or to be in if you're, you know, coming from all over the world. The stadium is huge. Arrowhead Stadium, obviously, is a big one. They have a sports community. Don't know about the soccer community and how, you know, how big it can be. Obviously, we have a Sporting KC, but it doesn't really, maybe can be like an underdog just because of the city and how not so popular it is to people all around the world. I don't think it'll be chosen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be hard for them to get it. I think now the next ones, I think also they're already a given. LA is going to have, regardless, right? You just said, Patrick, there's two stadiums actually there, right? So LA will have either Bank of California or the Rose Bowl for sure. We have New York, New Jersey. Obviously, those two big cities will be hosting, right?
Yeah, for sure. I think and for LA, the SoFi Stadium and the Rose Bowl definitely have to be there, both of them. New York also, just because it's New York. So that's already four stadiums, but two cities only.
Yeah, and you're right, SoFi Stadium. And then in terms of, I would say, the question, Philadelphia, same as Boston. It's big city on the East Coast, but also close to New York in theory. But I think that would be also a question mark, right, in Philly.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's definitely a question mark. It's too close to New York, like you said. Maybe they want to space the cities out a little bit more. I'm not sure how they want to do it. So yeah, question mark for that one too.
And then, so a question now, follow-up question with Philly, right? We have also Washington, D.C., Baltimore as part of the candidate cities. Then the question comes, okay, you have New York, basically, but then we have Boston, Philly, D.C., Baltimore. Which one would you pick besides New York?
Probably D.C., because it's the capital. I feel like the capital of every country has to be in consideration for sure.
Yeah, yeah, we'll see what happens. And then on this side of the equation, the West Coast, the best coast, we have, I would say, Seattle, as you were saying, talking about a city that breeds soccer, Seattle is one of them. I think the only difficult scenario is that they're competing against San Francisco to me. Like, that's like a direct competition, right? Obviously, I would love to see Seattle host World Cup matches, but San Francisco, in theory, is close, right? So I don't know if they have to pick between SF and Seattle. And based on just population, I think they would go with SF versus Seattle.
Yeah, I think if it's something that they have to choose one over the other one, San Francisco will probably win it just because of the, you know, a bigger city worldwide, the tech hub there, Levi's Stadium is huge. Even though, like you said, Lumen Field and Seattle, obviously it's soccer mainly. So it's a complicated one. It just depends on the way they want to take it. I think money-wise, they'll get more money in San Francisco. So they'll probably choose that one if it has to come down to a vote.
Yeah, and then you have also Vancouver, right? If Canada picks Vancouver, then I think Seattle doesn't have a chance, right? If you have Vancouver and then SF. But fingers crossed, I'm rooting for Seattle. I was actually part of the, when they presented the whole city here at Lumen Field, and it was just amazing to see the plan. They're actually building the new training grounds for the Seattle Sounders. they're gonna actually convert the turf into grass if they're, you know, if they're selected. Even the Seahawks, they're already in talks, Patrick, that they would actually play in natural grass. That would be like a, you know, something really interesting to see. But yeah, Gard Lagerway, the GM for the Sounders, he's really excited. Actually, in the CONCACAF Champions League final, they also presented and again as Seattle, one of the host cities, and they were also pressuring FIFA, like, hey, we are here, we're hosting a final for CONCACAF, and you know, please look at us because we could be great hosts. So we'll see what happens with Seattle. But from Mexico, Patrick, and you go to that stadium, I know as a Rayados fan, you have Monterrey, Guadalajara, and Mexico City. I think those are the three cities that are gonna stay, right, with Mexico. There's no other way to see it.
Yeah, those three stadiums, is the Estadio Akron, Estadio Azteca, and the Estadio BBVA, have to be the three stadiums from Mexico. And I think that's the way it's going to be. So, yeah, I think it's pretty simple for Mexico.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that. No, I haven't been there, but it's amazing. Stadium. And I know you told me also that it's a magnificent stadium. And yeah, for Canada, as we mentioned, yeah. Vancouver, then we have Toronto. Toronto most likely will be a host because it's the biggest city in Canada. So yeah, there you have it. So, and Edmonton, by the way, in the, I would say, countryside of Canada, but that could be also a big, most likely a host. So they also, location wise for Canada, makes sense to have Edmonton as a host during the summer. So there you have it. So we'll know in a few weeks, but yeah, I think it's gonna be interesting, exciting to see. Obviously, the amount of games, as Patrick was covering at the beginning of the podcast, it's most of the games will be played in the US, and then Mexico and Canada will have, I believe, 10 games, right, Patrick? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's 10 games, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, yes. So yeah, we'll see what happens. So now let's move on to the next topic, and we're gonna talk about Carlitos Vela. Craclitos, what's going to happen with his current contract, if he's staying at LAFC or if he's going somewhere else. He actually just broke a record this week with 100 goals, I would say, between assists and goals scored in the MLS, and he's the third player with Robbie Keane and who's the other one, Patrick, if I miss the other...
You cut me off.
Jovinko, right? Jovinko. Yeah. Sorry. So it's Sebastián Jovinko, Robbie Keane, and then you have Carlos Vela in that same top three players who managed to, participate in 100 goals, scoring and also assisting in the MLS in 96 games. So it's pretty impressive for Carlos Vela. Okay. The question is, Carlos Vela, is he staying or is he leaving the LAFC?
Well, Carlos Vela himself says that the negotiations with the club are going a little bit better. If it's in his hands, that he definitely would stay because he wants to help the team win a trophy. Now, we remember at the start of the season where everybody was speculating about this being his final season. I think if he does win a trophy, he will definitely leave. And I think if he does not win a trophy, he's out. I think that's the way it's going to be. Everything will be played out, or we'll wait until the end of the season for him to make a decision on what he wants to do. Like we've always said, he's a guy that likes to create his own path and his own decisions at his own time. So I think this is going to be a long rumors, transfer rumors, transfer negotiations, contract negotiations, and it's going to be a little bit of a novela.
Novela. And this is what Carlos Vela said after the game against Austin FC.
No, vamos avanzando. Como dije antes, al final son deportes que hasta que no se firma el contrato todo puede pasar, todo puede cambiar. Siempre puede haber diferentes cosas que afecten lo que va más o menos bien. Pero como dije, de mi parte yo estoy haciendo un esfuerzo para poder seguir aquí. Estoy encantado de jugar en Los Ángeles, en este estadio, con estos fans. Disfrutar de este equipo y poder darle un título a este equipo es algo que me motiva mucho.
There you have it. So that's Carlos Vela. So... yeah, we'll see what happens. And it actually rhymes, Patrick, La Novela de Carlos Vela. So we'll see what's going to happen next. But yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of rumors. I think he's really comfortable, but we know Carlos Vela, right? Like he likes to make his own you know decisions, and you know sometimes you're surprised, right? Same with what happened. He was in Real Sociedad and eventually he moved on to MLS. So I think with Carlos Vela, we can always expect what's best for him, not for soccer, right? Or what we expect from him.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's definitely a guy that looks out for him and for his own good, his family's good. He wanted to go back to Spain. I remember that rumor was going around. So we'll. I think, like I said, I think this will come down to the end of the season. If he wins a trophy, whether it's the Community Shield, the US Open Cup, which they're still there, the MLS Cup, any of those, I think will be enough. I think his status as a legend, not only of LAFC, but in the MLS, is already cemented. Obviously, you want to top it off with a trophy, but he's that good that he's already, you know, in the hearts of LAFC fans forever.
Yeah, and we deserve Carlos Vela here in the MLS, so we hope he stays in LAFC. Please follow us on all the platforms. So, Football USA, Patrick, thanks again, and tune in the next time.
Thanks for listening to Footbox USA, an exclusive podcast from Footbox.